My name is Heather, and I am making 1 minute long TikTok videos in an effort to pay off my cancer debt and educate you about ovarian cancer. Did you know that there is no early detection for ovarian cancer? There's no test for it. We have the mammogram for breast cancer, the colonoscopy for colon cancer, but nothing for ovarian cancer. So how was I diagnosed? Let's get into it. I had gone through a lot of medical stuff leading up to my diagnosis, but ultimately I had gone in for the last time and I had a palpable mass in my abdomen. You could feel the mass on the right side of my abdomen. The doctor said, let's get a CA-125. A CA-125 is a cancer antigen that is in your blood, and the test picks up on that antigen. Normal is below 36. Mine was over 1,000. I know you may be asking yourself, why don't women get a routine CA-125 at their annual pap smear? And the bad news is, some women with ovarian cancer, their CA-125 stays completely normal. I was diagnosed at stage 2A, mine was over 1,000. My cousin was diagnosed 3C, hers was completely normal. So while it can be an indicator, it's not a definite surefire screening tool. In conjunction with the elevated CA-125, a transvaginal ultrasound, and a CT scan, my oncologist said this warrants surgery. She still didn't give me the cancer diagnosis. I didn't get that until I woke up in the recovery room from my surgery. She removed the mass, took a cross-section of it, looked at it under a microscope, and then and only then did she diagnose me with cancer. 2025 is coming up. 20,000 new women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer this year. Pay attention to your bodies, listen to your bodies, and listen to me.